You may be seated. We turn now for our second reading to 2 Chronicles chapter 25. Second Chronicles 25, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Jehoadan of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. Now it came to pass, when the kingdom was established to him, that he slew his servants that had killed the king his father. But he slew not their children, but did as it is written in the law of the book of Moses, where the Lord commanded, saying, the father shall not die for the children, neither shall the children die for the fathers, but every man shall die for his own sin. Moreover, Amaziah gathered Judah together, and made them captains over thousands and captains over hundreds, according to the houses of their fathers throughout all Judah and Benjamin. And he numbered them from 20 years old and above, and found them 300,000 choice men able to go forth to war that could handle spear and shield. He hired also 100,000 mighty men of valor out of Israel for 100 talents of silver. But there came a man of God to him, saying, O king, let not the army of Israel go with thee, for the Lord is not with Israel, to wit, with all the children of Ephraim. But if thou wilt go, do it, be strong for the battle. God shall make thee fall before the enemy, for God hath power to help and to cast down. And Amaziah said to the man of God, but what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel? And the man of God answered, the Lord is able to give thee much more than this. Then Amaziah separated them, to wit, the army that was come to him out of Ephraim to go home again. Wherefore their anger was greatly kindled against Judah, and they returned home in great anger. And Amaziah strengthened himself and led forth his people and went to the Valley of Salt and smote of the children of Seir 10,000, and other 10,000 left alive did the children of Judah carry away captive, and brought them unto the top of the rock, and cast them down from the top of the rock, that they were all broken in pieces. But the soldiers of the army which Amaziah sent back, that they should not go with him to battle, fell upon the cities of Judah from Samaria even unto Beth-horon, and smote 3,000 of them, and took much spoil. Now it came to pass, after that Amaziah was come from the slaughter of the Edomites, that he brought the gods of the children of Seir, and set them up to be his gods, and bowed down himself before them, and burned incense unto them. Wherefore the anger of the Lord was kindled against Amaziah, and he sent unto him a prophet, which said unto him, why hast thou sought after the gods of the people which could not deliver their own people out of thine hand? And it came to pass, as he talked with him, that the king said unto him, art thou made of the king's counsel? Forbear, why shouldest thou be smitten? Then the prophet forbear and said, I know that God hath determined to destroy thee, because thou hast done this, and hast not hearkened unto my counsel. Then Amaziah, the king of Judah, took advice and sent to Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, come, let us see one another in the face. And Joash, king of Israel, sent to Amaziah, king of Judah, saying, the thistle that was in Lebanon sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, give thy daughter to my son to wife. And there passed by a wild beast that was in Lebanon and trode down the thistle. Thou sayest, lo, thou hast smitten the Edomites, and thine heart lifteth thee up to boast. Abide now at home. Why shouldest thou meddle to thine hurt, that thou shouldest fall, even thou and all Judah with thee? But Amaziah would not hear, for it came of God that he might deliver them into the hand of their enemies, because they sought after the gods of Edom. So Joash the king of Israel went up, and they saw one another in the face, both he and Amaziah king of Judah, at Beth Shemesh, which belongeth to Judah. And Judah was put to the worse before Israel, and they fled, every man to his tent. And Joash the king of Israel took Amaziah king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, at Beth Shemesh, and brought him to Jerusalem, and brake down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate, 400 cubits. And he took all the gold and the silver and all the vessels that were found in the house of God with Obed-Edom, and the treasures of the king's house, and the hostages also, and returned to Samaria. And Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived after the death of Joash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, 15 years. Now the rest of the acts of Amaziah, first and last, behold, are they not written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel? Now after that time that Amaziah did turn away from following the Lord, they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But they sent to Lachish after him, and slew him there. And they brought him upon horses and buried him with his fathers in the city of Judah. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. Well, we have a very straightforward narrative here. So, after the death of Joash, then, Amaziah comes to power. And he did, at least in some of his reign, that which was right in the sight of the Lord, in that he would not slay those who had slain his father. He wouldn't slay their children. He spared them, because the children shall not be put to death for the sins of the father. And so that is commended here. And normally in Chronicles, when we have a king of Judah that does at least somewhat commendably, we'll hear that commendation. It is something to be thankful for. When we see leaders of nations misbehaving themselves and working against the law of God, it is right to infer that the judgment of God will be upon that land and the people will suffer for it. So this is a good thing. All right, so then the next thing that he did was he gathered a force in Judah, looks like to be around 300,000 men of a standing army. And he was going to go forth to against the Edomites in Mount Seir, and he also hired some men of the north, some Ephraimites. And a prophet comes to him, a man of God comes to him, and in a mercy tells him the truth. And what's the truth? The truth is that if these men go with you, you will lose. It doesn't matter how many men they add to the force. The Lord God is not a God of numbers. He's a God of uprightness. If we're doing the right thing, it doesn't matter how many people we have, high or low. If we're doing the wrong thing, it does not avail us how many people we have, high or low. So, he hires 100,000 mighty men of valor. Well, this might have sounded like a wise procedure, right? We hear about this, don't we? What king is there among you if he's going to go to war? And he sees that he has 300,000. He's going up against 300,000 or 350,000, that he doesn't really forbear and seek peace instead. Well, he didn't forbear to seek peace. He sought to get another 100,000 soldiers. So he went to the northern kingdom. And the northern kingdom at this time is highly idolatrous, still worshiping Baal. And so the prophet tells him that that's a bad idea. And if you go forth with these men, you will be defeated in the battle. So he sends them back. He listens to the prophet. Keep in mind that his original asking was bad enough, such that there will be some repercussions to teach King Amaziah a lesson not to go back down that road. So those Ephraimites while they're on their way home. Well, first of all, they were angry. Now, I'm not, you know, maybe I don't understand the ancient world. But you get to go home with your pay without going to battle. Why would you be angry? Well, they were angry because they were prideful. They wanted the victory in the battle. And this tells us that they were prideful. And so it was a good decision to send them home. That's not why we fight. All right, so home they go. On the way home, they destroy 3,000. It's difficult to know whether it's 3,000 cities or 3,000 people. I think it's people. I don't think there were 3,000 cities for them to decimate there. So they attack and they kill 3,000 people on their way home, just to show Amaziah that you don't get to treat us like that, right? Okay, so Amaziah goes to battle then with the Ephraimites, and they're victorious. Excuse me. They bested them, and they tossed them off the cliff. They were idol worshipers. They were all broken in pieces. And so what does Amaziah do? Well, he gets a little bit of juice going. Wow. Look at this. The Lord was with us, and we conquered. Well, maybe it's time to go take care of that northern kingdom up there that's got the idol worshipers and that attacked my cities on the way back. And so he sends a message to Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu. So the king Joash, of course, Joash was a Judahite king that has just died, right? Actually, his father's name. So now it's Joash, king of Israel. And so what happens, he says, let's go look one another in the face. And of course, there's this exchange that takes place between them that is subtle, I guess, right? The thistle that was in Lebanon said to the cedar that was in Lebanon, in other words, you're the thistle, I'm the cedar. In a fuller account of this, one king responds to another and says, don't put on your harness as if you should be taking it off. In other words, don't dress yourself up for the battle because it's not going to do you any good. Of course, they do go to war. Amaziah would not hear it came of God that he might deliver them into the hand of their enemies, because after they conquered Edom, they brought their gods home and worshiped them. Well, I don't know what Edom worship was like. I haven't studied that in the ancient world, and I'm sure there would be mixed reviews anyway. But there was something so attractive about it that they were willing to throw off the worship of Jehovah and to risk their estate as a nation. This is what we call will worship, beloved. Something that was so attractive to their own selves, their own carnal minds, that they had to have that worship in Jerusalem. And so what happened? Well, they were bested. In fact, Joash took Amaziah, the king of Judah, and brought him through Beth Shemesh and into Jerusalem, and right before his eyes took out 400 cubits of the wall and the gates. And he took all the gold and the silver and the vessels that were found in the house of God with Obed-Edom and the treasures of the king's house and also hostages, and returned then to Samaria. As 2 Chronicles is the story of the worship of God and of the house of God in Judah, we understand why the writer included that, because it is once again emptied out of its treasures by idolaters, because its worshipers had become idolaters instead. All right, so now we have the epilogue of the story. After the time that Amaziah turned away from following the Lord, they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, but he fled to Lachish. Lachish, the Levitical city, right? And so he got to Lachish, and he hoped to be protected there, but they tried him, and they slew him there. And so they brought him back to Jerusalem on horses, and he was buried in the sepulchres of his fathers. And that's it. That's the story. So Ahaziah then began with a little bit of good and then immediately turned much away from all of that and especially in the bringing home of the gods of the Edomites to worship. With that,